It's time for OTV Top 10.
This is Akanksha. You're listening to OTV Top 10. Today is the 24th of December and here are the top news of the day. Veteran politician and former finance minister of Odisha, Ramakrishna Patnaik, passed away after a prolonged illness at his Bhubaneswar residence on Friday morning. As per reports, his mortal remains will be taken to Swargadwara in Puri, where his last rites will be conducted and he will be consigned to flames. Patnaik was 6 times elected to the Legislative Assembly, of which 4 times he had won Kodala constituency in Ganjam on Janata Party ticket, Janata Dal and Biju Janata Dal in 1971, 1977, 1985, 1990, 1995 and 2000. He was popularly termed as Ganjam Tiger as he was a strong leader from the region. Patnaik was among the trusted leaders of former CM Biju Patnaik. 11 parliamentarians, 6 from Lok Sabha and 5 from Rajya Sabha, were awarded the annual Parliamentarians Group for Children Awards in a virtual ceremony. The Parliamentarians Group of Children is a platform that convenes, informs and engages MPs on issues of children's rights, and the award recognizes the work of MPs who have contributed significantly towards improving the lives of children in India through legislative and constituency level action. The recipients from Lok Sabha are Rahul Ramesh Shivale from Shiv Sena, Vishnu Dayal Ram and Sudhakar Tukaram Shangre from BJP, Geeta Vishwanath Vanga and Godheti Mandvi, both YSR Congress Party, and S. Jyothi Mani from Congress. With the Ganga having changed its course by shifting westwards, there is now less land for the upcoming Magh Mela in Prayagraj. The decrease in land that has to be allotted to seers and different religious organizations for the month-long fair has put Mela authorities in a piquant situation. In 2004, the river had shifted towards the east and pilgrim had to walk a longer distance to reach the Sangam, the confluence point of Ganga, Yamuna and mystical Saraswati. Water carpenters known as Bin Malaha have been asked to make craters with bamboo, place the same at carefully selected points at the banks where the river is causing erosion. A total of 231 media outlets, which is 40% in Afghanistan, has closed since the country's takeover by Taliban on August 15, leading to many journalists losing their jobs. The survey by Reporters Without Borders and the Afghan Independent Journalists Association has also revealed that 80% of female journalists and media workers have become unemployed due to restrictions imposed by the Taliban-led government. According to the RSF and AIJA, of the 543 media outlets operating since the beginning of this year, only 312 were still functioning by the end of November. India recorded 122 cases of the Omicron variant of coronavirus in a span of 24 hours, the highest so far, pushing its tally in the country to 358, 114 of which have either recovered or migrated, according to Union Health Ministry data updated on Friday. The 358 Omicron COVID variant cases have been detected across 17 states and union territories so far. Maharashtra has recorded the highest number of 88 cases of the Omicron variant, followed by Delhi with 67, Telangana 38, Tamil Nadu 34, Karnataka 31 and Gujarat 30. The ministry data updated at 8 a.m. also showed that India recorded 6,650 new coronavirus infections, taking its tally of cases to 3,47,72,626, while the count of active cases has declined to 77,516. Bollywood star Sushmita Sen recently revealed that she is no longer in a relationship with boyfriend Rahman Shaw. The couple had reportedly been dating for about 3 years, but of late, there were rumors about the two calling it quits on their relationship. The 46-year-old actor took to Instagram to share a photo with Shaw and said they continue to remain friends. Shaw, a model, shared the same post on his Instagram page. Sen, a former Miss Universe, is a single parent. She adopted a baby girl Renee in 2000 and second daughter Alicia in 2010. Cameron Mackay has been appointed the new High Commissioner to India, replacing Nadir Patel. Canada's Minister of Foreign Affairs Melanie Joly on Thursday announced the appointments of new High Commissioner to India and the Consuls General to Bangalore, Chandigarh and Mumbai. Benoit Prefontaine will be Canada's Consul General in Bangalore, replacing Nicole Girard. Patrick Herbert will be Canada's Consul General in Chandigarh, who replaced Mia Yen. Deidre Kelly will be Canada's Consul General in Mumbai. Kelly replaced Annie Dubé. Ace film director K.S. Sethumadhavan, winner of 10 National and 9 Kerala State Film Awards, passed away in Chennai on Friday. Born in Palakkad in 1931, the 19-year-old bid adieu to his film career in the mid-90s, after which he led a retired life in Chennai. Sethumadhavan began his life career in the late 50s when he worked as an assistant to the then veterans like L.V. Prasad and Sundar Rao, among others. Sethumadhavan became an independent film director in 1960 when he directed a Sinhalese film and there was no looking back. He directed around 70 films, mostly in Malayalam, Tamil, Telugu, and the hit Hindi film Julie in 1975. The Yogi Adityanath government has decided to reimpose night curfew in Uttar Pradesh from Saturday. According to an official statement, the curfew will remain in place from 11 p.m. to 5 a.m. An upper limit of 200 guests will be enforced for weddings and the district administration will have to be duly informed. The decision has been taken in view of the increase in number of COVID-19 cases in the state. Punjab Chief Minister Charanjit Channi said that he spoke to Union Home Minister Amit Shah and apprised him about the blast in the district court complex in Ludhiana and sought help in the investigation. A person was killed and 5 others were injured in the suspected IED blast on Thursday. The Chief Minister said that investigations indicated that the only person who died in the blast was the one trying to set up a bomb. Regarding investigations into the killing of a youth at a Gurudwara in Kapurthala, the Chief Minister said that there was no evidence of desecration. The youth was killed a day after the killing of a man at the Golden Temple in Amritsar after an alleged act of sacrilege. That's it for today. For news and detail, visit OdissaTV.in, Odisha's premier destination for news updates in English. This is Akanksha signing off.